Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night. Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you got the best quality meat. So let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. I wanted to take a second and share with you guys my newest podcast obsession, The Conspirators. The Conspirators is a dark history podcast that talks about some of the strangest events in the past. In each bi-weekly episode, your host, Nate Hale, tells a story of unsolved mysteries, conspiracies, serial killers, unexplained events, survival tales, and much, much more. Some recent episodes have discussed such topics as the truth behind the Bermuda Triangle. Was Thomas Edison a murderer? The life story of the father of modern criminology? And was a young woman found dead on a tiny island off the coast of Ireland, murdered by witchcraft? These are the stories your history teacher never told you. And the scariest part is, they all really happened. You can listen to the Conspirators podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or pretty much everywhere else you get your podcasts from.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
Money can make desperate people into dangerous people. On September 15th, 1951, a man was born who would take his desperate money situation and let it make him into a cold-blooded killer. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Norbert Hans Polk, born September 15, 1951 in Stuttgart, West Germany, was a high-ranking police sergeant in Baden-Württemberg working in their K-9 division. After winning 36,000 Deutschmark, about $21,732 U.S. dollars, Norbert set out to build a house for himself, his wife, two sons, and a daughter in a village in Bocknang. Unfortunately, this windfall from the lottery didn't last long, and soon after construction was completed, the Polk family found themselves heavily indebted. Then, in March of 1984, their daughter died from a brain tumor. She was just 3 years old. Now, right around the time the Polk family started to experience immense tragedy in their lives, a series of home and bank robberies started to happen around the city. First, the unknown assailant would lure his victims into a remote rest area. Once away from any witnesses, he would shoot them to death with a service weapon, drive their stolen vehicles to a nearby bank, and rob the establishment. The masked man would then smash the windows of the ticket counter with a sledgehammer, grab the cash, and escape into the night, earning himself the name Hammer Killer. On May 3, 1984, a 47-year-old engineer named Siegfried Fitzer was found shot in the head at a highway rest stop in Moorbach. His car, linked to a bank robbery that happened that same day, was found about a quarter of a mile away from his body. Despite an extensive criminal investigation, the killer was never located. 7 months later, the body of 37-year-old Eugene Weyday was found in Grossbottwar rest stop, and a week later, his car was used to rob a bank in a different town, the assailant memorably wielding a sledgehammer. For more than a year, the hammer killer, Norbert Hans Polk, wreaked havoc in the town of Heilbronn-Ludwigsburg. Local police knew there was a pattern and knew that they had a serial killer on their hands, but seemed no closer to finding out who this man was. In July of 1985, the police, who by this point had started a task force aimed to capture the hammer killer, reached out to the public for help, even broadcasting the information on a popular television program. It is believed that Norbert's wife watched this program, but whether or not she realized her husband was the man responsible remains a mystery. That same month, 26-year-old Wilfried Scheider was found shot to death in a parking lot, and it was at this point that police realized the weapon was one commonly issued to other officers. Like the others, Wilfried's car turned up later at the scene of a robbery about 7 miles away. But this bank robbery didn't seem to go as smoothly as the others. The quick-thinking teller forced the thief to flee without his customary loot, meaning Norbert left empty-handed and a little bit frazzled from the close call. Later, on September 29, 1985, an anti-terrorist officer looking for bombs in a railroad station found a police uniform in one of the lockers. Between this and the murder weapon, police were keen to find out who the uniform belonged to, tracing it back to Chief Inspector and 14-year veteran Norbert Polk. Asked about the uniform, Norbert claimed he had to make a quick change after a family member's funeral and must have forgotten his uniform in the locker. But when police looked into his story a bit, they found no recent family deaths, but a whole lot of debt that accrued after his daughter's death in March of 1984, just before the Hammer murders began. With a clear motive spelled out right in front of them, the police started to work to build a case against one of their own. In the meantime, Norbert Polk requested and got some sick leave on October 14, 1985, meaning when police showed up to his home to ask some questions about the murders, Norbert was nowhere to be found. Fearing he fled the country, police pushed their way inside of his home, only to find Norbert's wife lying dead on the bathroom floor, 2 shots to the head, and his son Adrian lying dead in one of the bedrooms. Before the search for Norbert and his missing son, Gabriel, could truly begin, on October 23, 1985, the bodies of father and son were found in Brindisi, Italy, in what was clearly a murder-suicide. After confirming Norbert's pistol was the murder weapon, the case was officially closed. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear what terrible thing happened on September 16th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.